Howdy, neighbors. Midday today, Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check your midday agricultural news here on K101. We're back in just a moment. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
You might call it old news, as the Supreme Court last year ruled against the Biden administration when it came to the waters of the U.S., WOTUS. But as our own Casey Shepard had the chance to talk with Mary Thomas Hart of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association during NAFB's Washington Watch, it's important to watch and make sure the follow-up is what it's supposed to be.
Thank you for reminding me of that Supreme Court case. It was a pretty big deal. And for your listeners that don't remember, last summer we got a unanimous 9-0 opinion from the Supreme Court that struck down kind of the underlying basis of EPA's past few WOTUS definitions, the significant nexus. So that kind of forced EPA back to the drawing board, forced them to make some pretty significant changes to the Biden administration's WOTUS definition. We got that definition last September. And, you know, I think from EPA's perspective, or from NCBA's perspective, we would say that it gets us about 85% of the way there. We have some small questions, some loose ends to tie up, specifically related to what is the breadth of interstate waters as a category of jurisdictional waters, what features are going to be considered interstate waters. But then also, you know, getting some more clarity on how EPA is going to treat ephemeral features or features that only carry water after a rain or snowstorm. So we're continuing to be involved in litigation to tie up those loose ends, but you know, I think we're really happy with the rule as it stands, and we're looking forward to some additional guidance from the EPA, the Army Corps, and USDA as we start to implement this new standard. But you know, overall, I think it feels like after 50 years of fighting over the definition of WOTUS, long before I was born, we can finally see a light at the end of that regulatory tunnel.
Mary Thomas Hart with NCBA. And more to come today here on K101. We're back in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, join us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest on consumer market research.
Absolutely, Ron. Insights from our consumer market research funded by the Beef Checkoff shed light on consumer behavior around today's environment. Despite the economic challenges, the percentage of consumers eating beef at least weekly held steady at 70% in 2023. The research also shows 65% of consumers plan to maintain their level of beef consumption, while 14% plan to eat more. This is good news for beef and is not surprising, since overall satisfaction scores of steaks and ground beef were above 90% in 2023, which is excellent. However, despite these promising insights, consumer purchasing data shows a decline in volume sold. This tells us that people want to eat beef, but when the rubber meets the road, they may be influenced by the challenging economic environment. So part of our efforts in 2024 will focus on showing them how to keep beef on the menu for their families.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about the Beef Checkoff, you can go to drivingdemandforbeef.com. Latest drought monitor numbers showing that we've actually decreased a little bit on the abnormally dry or worse numbers in the state of Oklahoma, from 66% down to 59%. The moderate drought or worse goes down from 35.5% to 28%, but the severe drought actually goes from 5.5% up to 9%, and a lot of that is in our K101 listening territory, especially Woods County, Beaver County, all of Harper County, and the northern part of Woodward County, all in that severe drought or worse category. That's a look at our agricultural news. Ron Hayes for K101.